Okay. I'm just going down the list at this point. Caspian.
You seem to have a really good team put together, the balance of artists and programmers, but I've kind of wondered how, in the beginning, you guys all got together and got started.
That's a good question. Very fortunately, it was actually what brought the whole thing about was a chance meeting at the Game Developers Conference in 1998 with myself and Mr. Paul Phillips, who is now a somewhat renowned poker player. Who, if anyone watches the World Poker Tour, might have seen Paul Phillips battling it out against various other famous poker players and actually winning a vast amount of money at one point. But at the time, Paul was a dot-commer, and Paul and I met up and we hit it off. And then later, Paul introduced me to Michael, who's Jack. And Michael and I got along, and then a bit later, we happened to be living in San Francisco at the same time, and we started hanging out. And at the time, we were both unemployed and we were both kind of bored. And so after a bit, we decided we wanted to make some games. And we talked a bit about what kind of games we were going to make. We almost, thank heavens we didn't, did a sort of mini Lord of the Rings type, almost like Puzzle Pirates meet Middle-earth, but very much more scaled back, more like a pogo sort of series of pogo games. We almost did a Lord of the Rings games for Electronic Arts, but thank God we didn't. And when that kind of fell apart, we sat down and I went through a list of wacky ideas, and Mike said, "Hey, I like the one with puzzles and pirates. Let's do that one." And so at that point, we started the company and got going with it. And since then, we've hired some people who we already knew, so Peghead and Red are both from, and actually Landon and Calrissian are both from GoToNet, Mike's previous company, and then some people who are just total randoms that we found from Craigslist, and that would be Nemo and Bluebeard and Hussar, just turned up. So a bit of a mix there between people we knew and just chance recruitment. We've been very lucky that way.
All right, Loose Weed, first question for you.
Hi. I've always seen you guys target audience to be sort of the adult role player more than like the adolescent computer gamer crowd. More than like console gamers or whatever. I was wondering what your perception of the target audience for Puzzle Pirates is, and what do you have planned to get to that target audience? To that, if it's an adult target audience, and what's your plan on getting to those guys?
Yeah, topic du jour, isn't it? On the forums and so on. So I see the audience of Puzzle Pirates. I mean, the tricky thing is, you know, I guess what the potential audiences and what the actual audience is. But I mean, looking at both the potential and the actual, I think what we have now is an interesting mix, which is we got a bunch of kids, too many right now, no doubt about that. But I don't think that there's, I don't think it's invalid that kids should play Puzzle Pirates, particularly on the Dublin servers. And so I'm not going to, you know, throw that opportunity away, but it obviously is fraught with problems. And you know, they're not necessarily who you know, us somewhat older people want to hang out with. So there's them. The two target audiences from my point of view are, as you say, I think you called them adult role players, and I think that's a, you know, a reasonable way of putting it. I think of them as post-core gamers, so people who are really into role playing, or really into you know, computer games of various forms, or maybe really into MMORPGs, and they find Puzzle Pirates and they think it's, you know, a breath of fresh air, something really new. They're sick of level grinding or whatnot. They really like the role playing and so forth, and so that's a really interesting audience. And you know, obviously a lot of you guys and me and, you know, loads of our great players. And the other audience that, and this is a much larger audience, not necessarily that we're going to get a lot more of them, but just is a much larger audience in terms of the demographics, is older puzzle game players, casual game players, the people who you'll find hanging out on Pogo, Shockwave, Yahoo Games, and so on. And that's a majority female audience. It's more like, it's about 70-30 on most of those sites, and it skews quite a bit older. And that, I think, is really interesting for Puzzle Pirates. Now, a lot of those people don't like Puzzle Pirates and will never like it because it's too intensely social for them. They're concerned about, I mean, there are just issues with the way the game is that are really difficult to overcome. It's probably a little complicated.